White House officials say President Bush will announce plans to send more than 17,000 additional U.S. troops to Baghdad and 4,000 more to the western Anbar province. The first are expected to arrive next week, joining the more than 130,000 American troops in Iraq. President Bush will present his plan in a nationwide address at a time when a majority of Americans believe the war in Iraq was a mistake. A public opinion poll released by the newspaper USA Today this week says just 12% of Americans support sending more troops to Iraq. Opposition Democrats, now in charge of both houses of Congress, say they oppose sending more troops. A senior administration official says President Bush will say those who criticize his plan have the burden to come forward with a better alternative. That official told reporters President Bush will admit the current strategy is clearly not working and the situation is unacceptable to him and to the American people. Mr. Bush will say the Iraqi government has come forward with a security plan that fixes past problems by committing more Iraqi forces to Baghdad and allowing them to operate outside sectarian political influence. The official says the five additional U.S. brigades for Baghdad will serve in support of Iraqi forces, which will take the lead in restoring security. Mr. Bush will say it's time for Iraqi leaders to step forward, as America's commitment to their nation is not open-ended. If Iraqi leaders fail to take that responsibility, the official says the president will say they will lose the support of the American people. The administration official says President Bush will speak of the consequences of failure in Iraq and how this experiment in democracy is part of a broader struggle in the Middle East between moderates and extremists. The president will ask Congress for more than $5 billion to pay for his new strategy. That includes more than $400 million to expand provincial reconstruction teams and $400 million in so-called quick response funds to address civilian problems. Following Wednesday's nationwide address, the White House will work to rally support for the new plan, with public appearances by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates, as well as a Thursday speech by the president to U.S. troops in the southern state of Georgia. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。